Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and we're going through our entrepreneur A to Z words, and we're on our final H word, and our word is honor. Honor is about saying what you're going to do and do what you say. Delivery. When people talk about building their brand, they think about the idea of what their logo is going to look like and style, and maybe from font and font color, what their themes are going to be. But that logo has to be backed by strong values. Otherwise, it's pretty, but it's pretty empty. And customers are going to figure that out. They're looking for integrity. I've seen people associate brand with style and presentation, but that isn't going to sustain an organization or a company. What sustains an organization are your values, your integrity, your customer service. That's what's important. So if you've had any exposure in the corporate America, you know that most companies worth their salt in some form or fashion define their corporate values, and it's something that everyone in the company is either told or you know, companies have it plastered on the walls, it's in the break rooms, some form or fashion, they're promoting and making their values visible. And this is something that, again, even though you start small, this is an important takeaway. It's not something to be taken for granted. It's something that you want everyone that you support or that supports you internally, or that even from your customer's perspective, that there is some thought and some intention that you've put in to defining your business values. And every customer wants to see very high up on the list that they're valued, for one thing, that you're not just going to grab their money and you be fly by night and off you go, that you're in it and your customer relationship is a partnership. And that should be valuable to you because you want repeat customers. You want word of mouth. You want people promoting your brand for you. They are your best advertising and marketing strategy. So knowing and establishing and having putting some thought into your values, it's important for you. It's important to make it visible. And it's important that there is evidence that you're exercising it, that you're being intentional and upholding those values. And what I mean by that, if you say you value your customer, then you should be open to their feedback. How are they providing you feedback on your level of service, how they feel about how they were treated? And if they're providing feedback, how are you showing them that you're taking their ideas and their suggestions and you're implementing them? This is why some organizations even have newsletters for their customers, or even have customer appreciation events. That's a way of exercising and demonstrating your values. Your values should include things like, number one, the customer. Number one, your appreciation and your value of your employees. Believe it or not, that's important to customers. How are your employees being treated? Even sourcing can be important. How are you sourcing? People aren't always willing to turn a blind eye when things are coming from offshore. What is your service? How do you support the things that you provide? Is there satisfaction guaranteed? Quality. And with quality, for me, comes consistency. When I buy, have you ever, and I know some of you may have experienced this, have you ever gone someplace the first time your experience was out of sight, off the charts? The second time, it was so-so. Maybe the organization is growing and it's got more customers than it can handle. And you, as one of the original customers, you're feeling that growth. And then the third, fourth, fifth time you go, all of a sudden you see a very visible decline in the value and how you're treated. That has to go with, that goes along with quality and consistency. Also, your level of excellence. Are you always striving for excellence? Do they see the effort of you making sure that satisfaction is guaranteed? And then even your strategy. Is it about just always getting new customers in the door and not servicing your previous or your customers that were with you early on and were in the build-up stage? These are some of the things to think about, to incorporate. And I go back to our keyword, honor. They want to feel that they trust you, that you have ethics, and that you are, your ethics, your beliefs, your intentions align with their own. So making it all relatable, showing that you have a responsible approach to how you do business. So this is a great episode to kind of pause, stop, write down your 5 to 10 values, and then not only make them visible to yourself, but making them visible to your customer. There's some accountability there. And say to yourself, for each of these values, how do I demonstrate? How do I keep myself honest and in check that these values are determining how I do business? So take that away, work on that, bounce that off of your, even if it's your virtual stakeholders. They may not be actual stakeholders, but people that, or your accountability partners, whoever that might be, bounce that off of them and refine that and revisit that. Maybe every 6 months or every 12 months, make that part of your regular rotation. Building and creating honor for your brand. Thanks for listening. That's all. Bye for now.